Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 22nd of June, recording at 8:09 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first a couple of trades here, because, as you know, I always tell subscribers exactly what I do in my personal portfolio. And the first one, which I'm a little bit disappointed about, I was stopped out of my in-the-money natural gas position, or my in-the-money stop in natural gas was triggered here today. Now, that took me out at a profit, and it was the fifth consecutive profit that I've taken in natural gas futures since I commenced trading them in April of this year. But it's quite a disappointing result, because although I bought it very well on the day that the key day reversal was forming, I only a short while ago, and it ran up very, very nicely, I didn't grab the profit near the upper side of the prior trading range. I did with a position, another natural gas position, you may recall, that I had purchased at not so good a level and had been underwater, so I was anxious to take that out. But I held the one that was well purchased, and as a result of doing that and holding out for too much profit, I had one of those orders, a knockout order that with a target on the upside a little further up near the highs and a stop underneath. It's a stop that got hit, so what should have been a five-figure profit wound up being a four-figure profit. So I'm disappointed in that, and I only go through all this in mentioning it, is that it does demonstrate once again to me, and how many times do I need this demonstrated, that it is important to grab the profits in this nervous, twitchy, choppy market environment. And if that doesn't appeal, then one really probably does need to stay very much on the sidelines with lots of cash. And I have been steadily building my cash position, as you may also recall. Now, another position, which actually was closed out to yesterday, is that Mrs. Fuller, following my advice, took a modest profit in her Croda International position. Now, that was one of the Peter Bennett stocks, one of the reasonably high-yielding sort of small UK companies. I know that some subscribers also, who occasionally shadow some of my transactions, also hold that. The chart looks fine. It's very steady relative to the overall market, but the strategy in the Fuller household, at any rate, is to raise liquidity on strength, and that had run up reasonably sharply recently. So thus taking the profit. I think she sold it out at 300 and, to be able to tell you just where it's trading right now. Apologies for the delay on this. Yes, it was 300 and, it was just over 385. I beg your pardon, 285. I can get that right again. It was just over 285, and that's right where it closed in here today. But as I say, the chart still looks firm, so there's no panic. I wouldn't be at all surprised if it went a bit higher in here, subject to what the markets actually do, and I would expect it to outperform the FTSE index, whatever, as it's got a decent yield. Currently at 4.16%. I still hold another one of those high yielders, Finner. I still have a partial position in that. Now, of course, as you know, that advising one's spouse on financial investments can be a very dangerous occupation, but fortunately for me, I don't know, maybe it's only due to masochism on Mrs. Fuller's side, but I suppose I shouldn't presuppose, but she's still with me after nearly 39 years of 9 years of marriage. And moving on swiftly here, what's happening in the markets today? Well, choppy again. The stock markets were nervous in Asia. They were down in Europe, and some chunky sell-offs in Europe. Biggest one was DAX, down 1.5%, nearly 61 points, taking the index back to 39.28. But Wall Street, having been down 50 on the Dow earlier on, is currently on the upside, and it's being led by the Nasdaq. So these stock markets aren't dead yet. That's telling us. But yesterday, I think I described them as luffing in the wind, like a sail. And that's very much the case. But mind you, that's not all that bearish, given the fact that stock markets had rallied up for the most part, and certainly the US and European indices had, and were overbought on a short-term basis and up near some prior resistance. So if all they do is luff in the wind, that will not frighten people, and it may even embolden the bulls once again. Also raises in my mind the question of what happens when that first interest rate hike from Alan Greenspan comes out. I wouldn't be at all surprised to see a knee-jerk, a bit of a rally as the initial response. Certainly, because I would, so as I think we would pretty well all expect, we get a 25 basis point hike rather than the 50 basis point hike, and that's not going to be panicking people all that much. But it's not a rally that I would trust if it occurs at all. Certainly not a rally that I would buy in anticipation of. It could be a prospect that would deter my hand, stay my hand rather, in terms of adding more shorts just at this stage. But I've got to say, holding long positions in these stock markets, I feel nervous, kind of like, not quite unlike last year, where it was pretty much a no-brainer, and we had nice consistent trends all the way up. This year, I'm in kind of in the position, I feel like someone on the Titanic, who's got the life jacket on and is hovering near the lifeboats. Of course, I've also got a number of short positions out, which just more than hedge my overall long positions, and I don't feel all that much safer than those in this ranging market. Kind of like perhaps I've got the life jacket on the Titanic, and I'm actually a stowaway on one of those lifeboats, but in that position, I'm there sort of shivering and missing out on all the parties that are going on downstairs. Well, enough of the analogies here. This is a nervy time in stock markets and most other markets. I don't think the hedge funds know what to do any more than the rest of us. And they're looking about and looking over their shoulders and trying a few things and stepping in and out of markets very, very quickly. And what are we all worrying about? Well, the US interest rate cycle, the fact that the uptrends in stock markets have leveled out, and really that's also unnerved people in a number of other markets as well. Bond markets all down a little bit here today, to my disappointment. I'd like to see those JGBs rally up higher, but they're certainly not doing much of that, although they have still lost downside momentum. I'd like to see a further rally there, and short, ditto on the US Treasury bond market. But I don't think that'll actually happen short term unless we get a sell-off in the stock market. Did I mention the Nasdaq here in today's? I did, yes, which is quite firm here today, that I'm looking at the Nasdaq September future, where I've got a short position. It's currently at 1475 versus the low of the day at 1452, so that's steady, and I look on the Nasdaq as a little bit of a lead indicator. Now, not a lot going on here, as say truth to tell, elsewhere. Currencies are very quiet in here today. Euro dollar at 120.98, it's just down 16 ticks in here. Gold up a little bit at 395.25. It's one of the few metals that is actually up on the day. Silver is virtually unchanged on the day after that shakeout that we saw yesterday. palladium down a little bit today at 224, and the LME metals took a bit of a hit in here today, and I'm rueing for the second time not taking my profit on the lead trade when that had rallied up into the 840-50 dollar region. It's back at 783, the 3 months position, falling $42 in here today, and so that's getting closer to my stop once again. More evidence that one needs to grab these profits in these markets. And orange juice, where I've got a small long position, as you know, that's up again in here today, 58.30. So I'm a little bit in the money on that trade. But as I say, a quiet day overall. So I'm not going to ramble on any further here. I'll just wish you a very good evening.